New SGA campaign highlights risk of unlicensed gambling. The Swedish Gambling Authority, SGA, the Spelinspektionen, has launched an awareness campaign titled, Unnecessarily Exciting, that aims to encouraging players to choose licensed gambling operators. Animated videos promote safer gambling choices. At the heart of the initiative are two animated videos designed to educate the public on the risks associated with unlicensed gambling. The campaign stresses the importance of gambling with regulated operators and highlights the lack of consumer protection and financial security found on unlicensed sites. The videos will be featured on social media platforms starting this December, with the campaign running into 2025. One animation shows a shivering man being threatened by a polar bear in the Arctic. Later, he's shown at an airport, holding money and pointing to a travel destination on a globe. The message at the end advises viewers, if you gamble for money, play safe. Choose a gambling company with a Swedish gambling license. Yvonne Haydenberg, head of communications at Spelinspektionen, explained that the campaign is part of a long-term effort to change consumer behavior. She said that animation is particularly effective at making these messages relatable and accessible. Website updates highlight benefits of licensing. In tandem with the campaign, SGA has updated its website to provide detailed information on why licensed operators are a safer choice. The site explains safeguards that licensed platforms must adhere to, such as fair payout policies and secure casino payment methods. It also details the risks of using unlicensed sites, including potential loss of winnings, involvement in illegal activities like money laundering, and exposure to heavy taxation. Unlike licensed operators, whose winnings are tax-free, unlicensed gambling may lead to a 30% tax on earnings. The SGA's latest campaign is part of its broader work to address the country's channelization rate, the proportion of gambling done through licensed operators, which remains below the government's target of 90%.